Good morning. It's 7:25 a.m. on Thursday, September the 17th, 2020. Yeah, I've had a couple 3 days off. At least got them off from walking. It was weird. I had ADHD brain for a couple days. And I would surface long enough to chip away at some of the publishing tasks. And I have to surface again today and do a few more. But I got the book. I got all the new covers on the Shaman's Tales. And I've submitted the paperbacks. I don't know where they are. I haven't heard from Amazon yet. It usually takes them a day or so. I'll probably go back and find it in my inbox to tell me if the new covers actually worked. But I went through and changed all the cover credits on the internals and then the covers. I had to make wrap covers. I had to do the spine and back separately, which is always going to be a problem. But I really like the way the new covers look in the store, so. So it was worth the effort. And I need to get licks going again this morning. Lick. Going this morning to, I've got two paperbacks that, now I've got two paperbacks that I don't have, or two books I don't have paperbacks for. The first one, of course, is The Wizard's Butler. Second is the Finwell Bay. So the sooner I get those out, the better. People jumped right on Finwell Bay as soon as it was available. I had people complaining it wasn't in KU before Amazon would even let me enroll it. But it's in KU now. Good morning. I'm walking, not talking. It's another smoky morning. In theory, I think it's clear overhead. I don't see any sign of patchy, darker areas up there. But everything is gray. It's not overcast. If I look straight up, I can see just a tinge of blue. So I'm pretty sure this is smoke. The sun was really red this morning when it came up. Feels good to be walking though. It's 50 degrees. It's a lovely cool morning this morning. I'm wearing my windbreaker and the hoodie. So it's you know, it's like it's almost fall. There's a few more days till the equinox. I'm gonna try to get out and get a sunrise picture at the equinox. I won't be able to tell in the morning picture, in the tree picture, because the sun rises behind the trees. But see what I can do. Yeah, it's smoke. There it is. Found a handkerchief. It was in the hoodie pocket inside the jacket. Morning. I smelled that smell in a while. Cigarette smoke. Okay. Walking. So yeah, I'm still packing away at this short story. I can only use 5,000 words. I don't know how this works. The pacing of a short story is so much different than that of a novel. And I'm trying to write a novel and a short story at the same time, so. My brain is going, dude, what the actual, over? Well, I got Finwell out. Thank you. heading east. Yeah, I don't see any clouds up there. It's the sun is getting up out of the smog, out of the smoke bank. I haven't seen any clouds up there, so I think it's clear, which means everything up there is smoke. Which is not surprising. I haven't heard about Cameron Peak lately. I don't know if it's still burning. The big plume hasn't come over us lately. Looks like they got in. Did in all of the prairie dogs here. Soft top cougar. Just been painted by the smell. Looks really sharp. Looks really sharp. Oddly, you could gather from context it was parked beside the street. To stop looking at this, stop glancing up at the sun. It's because it's right in front of me. It's really easy. I have a burn spot in my vision at the moment. It's really easy to look up at it because it's bright. It draws my attention. Good morning. Lady on her bike. She had a hairband. I thought for a minute it was a nun on a bicycle. She had a hairband and she got black hair, except it's not black, it's actually a maroon color once I got around, so it wasn't, it had actually light on it. What am I reading? Glenn Stewart, Peace Initiative. I've gone back to the tried and true. I tried a bunch of new authors, and oh man, I had a hard time. I had a hard time. It was I want to keep track of these people because I think once they've got a little bit of writing behind them, their stuff will probably be better. Right at the moment, I can't find the story. They're not getting me through the sample. One person had characters whose names were all consonants. So basically they had a preface, what do you call it? A foreword. No, prologue, that's the word. Shit. Yeah, I'm a writer. Words are tough some days. Had a prologue that was difficult to read because all the characters had names that were four consonants long. So every time I came to them, my brain would fill in vowels, but I didn't always fill in the same vowels each time, so I wasn't sure who I was reading about all the time. It was tedious. And the world seemed they did an awful lot of world building, let me put it that way. Pretty info dumpy. And I think some of the key pieces of the info dump didn't quite come through. Excuse me. Okay. Girl on her bicycle. She's got a dog on a leash. That has a connection to her back wheel and a real short leash, and the dog just trotting along happy as hell. I saw her earlier going the other way. I didn't know she was coming back. She came up behind me. It surprised me. Anyway, prologue didn't really work for me. And then when we got to, well, probably was chapter one, it was all gods and metaphysical, and it's like, oh geez, okay, fine, next. And the next one was better, still didn't get me to the sample. Fantasy, portal fantasy, where there were more than one portal. And purple. Do you know what I mean by purple? Purple is overly ornamental. To the point where the ornamentation got in the way of the story. It's like, you know, you don't use an adjective when you can use four, kind of thing. And let's not use simple words when we can use, you know, something with at least five syllables in it. That's not fair, because it's not quite that bad. But it's one of these authors who doesn't use said, who refuses to use said, who never uses said, never uses ask. And so I'm always being drawn to the adjective. I'm always being drawn to the adverb. I'm always being drawn to the dialogue tag instead of looking at the dialogue. And it just irritated me. First, I noticed it in like the first page, and I'm going, well, okay, maybe I'll get used to it. I'm like 10, 15 pages in, and I'm not only not used to it, I'm getting pissed about it. So I put the book down because I got other things to read. But it's kind of disappointing. It's really disappointing. I'm finding new authors. At any rate, 20 minutes, 30 seconds. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.